There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the live Saturday edition of the program. We do have open phone lines, as always, at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. So please do enjoy the features that you'll find there. They're waiting for you. And unlike a lot of talk show hosts' websites, ours is totally free. So please enjoy it. freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you know, you had the night off last night. It's Friday night, so your night off.
Thanks for reminding me.
How was your Friday? How was your Saturday? I mean, you've basically been through the entire convention without having really had a chance to comment on it. So how was it for you this year?
I think the speakers have been wonderful. I actually took the opportunity yesterday evening to go out with my wife to a nice dinner here in Manchester. So we wandered down the street. And one of the nice things about Manchester is you can wander down the street from the hotel and go to a really great restaurant. And so we had a wonderful time, came back here, went to the Alt Expo where they're having a little party. You know, there's a stripper pole in that room?
Yeah, I was amazed by that.
No one was using it, sadly. We did talk to somebody about bees, and that was awesome. But, you know, had a good time.
So it's the Liberty Forum, and I believe this is the 8th Liberty Forum, and can you say it's the 8th annual Liberty Forum if they missed a year? Because there actually was a year where there wasn't a Liberty Forum. Is it still accurate to say that?
You can't if you're like a really detailed oriented a pedant. But then, you know, if you're just a normal person, you can.
So, yeah, it's a great event. We've had the pleasure of being here every single year. And, of course, you can join us here. Hopefully we'll be back next year, presumably. But also coming up, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival will be later this year. And there's always an excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire. And that's really what the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is about. It's about getting here and experiencing at least a sort of a fraction of what it might be like to be around people who care about freedom on a regular basis. Here you get it for a few days, and you get it in large volume in that there are hundreds of people in this hotel. Of course, the Free State Project, for those who don't know, which is the organization that puts the Liberty Forum on, the Free State Project is the idea of taking liberty-minded people and encouraging them to move to New Hampshire and get here and get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. We've seen that it's working already with over 1,700 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 16,000 people have signed what is called the Statement of Intent, pledging to pick up their lives and move to this wonderful place, which has a variety of options. You know, Manchester is the big city, but you can go live out in the middle of the woods in a lot of places.
We have woods here.
It's mostly woods here in New Hampshire, and the cities barely qualify as cities. They're really pretty small places in most of New Hampshire, not necessarily Manchester, but in a lot of New Hampshire. You know, it's so small, you see the same people over and over again. But I hear that Manchester, there's so many Free Staters here that if you go to the grocery store, it's almost a guarantee you'll see more than one when you're in the grocery store. So, and that's presuming you even know who they all are, and you probably don't because there are hundreds of them in this area. And again, over 1,700 all throughout New Hampshire. So it's really exciting to be here, and this is a great event. I'm so it's such an honor to be a part of it. Go to nhlibertyforum.com, and that is the website. You can kind of see what has happened here. Mark, have you gone to see any of the speechifying or panel discussions that have gone on today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any highlights?
I got to see the State of the Free State. That was the speech by Carla Gericke, Jason Sorens, and Seamus Escalier. I think I have his last name right.
Okay.
And they were just talking about sort of how the organization is doing, and talking about signers sort of picking up in the recent past, and that's heartening to me. I really love the idea that we're going to just pick up that ball and run it over the end zone.
Yeah, pick up some steam toward the end.
Yeah, really would like to do that. Kind of talking about what Liberty Forum 2016, which of course is going to be held about the time of the presidential primary here in New Hampshire, which of course, you know, that's what New Hampshire's known for. It's if you can think of anything about New Hampshire, you generally think of the first in the nation primary, or maybe granite countertops, or maple syrup, right? Like, those are the things that people think about, and so we're going to take advantage of that. And a could be, if things go properly, that we could just finish up those signers right then.
Well, of course, if you love Liberty and you're willing to make a move for it and get active, then you should go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up, and then join us here as soon as you possibly can, because the fun has already started and it's only going to get better from here on out. So my day today, Mark, I was at the table. I do a kind of tabling work here with freekeen.com, where we, you know, pass out propaganda and lanyards with ShireSociety.com on them, and sell some stuff like Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD and peace flags and books. Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host, was working with me throughout the weekend, so we always had somebody working at the table. And that, for me, is a lot of fun. But I do enjoy seeing some of the things that go on. I just generally can't, because the table's more important to me. But I did kind of peek in a little bit on Lynn Ulbricht's speech.
I didn't get to see that, yeah.
Which, what I saw was absolutely, you know, gripping. I mean, this was her. She's the, for listeners that don't know, Lynn is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who is currently in jail awaiting sentencing, federal prison, awaiting sentencing for ostensibly being the operator of the Silk Road, the most infamous underground marketplace known to mankind at the time. And his mom was here. He would have been here if he'd been found not guilty. Unfortunately, he was found guilty. And his mother was here sort of talking about how the government won that case and how they screwed over the defense and, you know, broke their own rules. And just, she just went through, in the short time I was in there, which was just a stop in for a brief moment, it was pretty gripping. So I know that particular room that I was in is the big room. Like, there's multiple rooms here, so there's things happening all simultaneously. There's three or four different speeches that you can go and see, or panel discussions. So she was in the main hall, and I know that was recorded. So everything in the main hall has been recorded on video, and eventually the Free State Project will put those videos out via their YouTube channel. So if you could not make it to the Liberty Forum, you can also watch a lot of the presentations that did happen here, the big ones. I suspect Nick Gillespie was in that room too, but I don't know for sure. But usually the biggest speakers are the ones that are in that room. So you will get to see that if that's something that you wanted to do. Something else I participated in today was a panel discussion with the four of the operators of the four activist centers in New Hampshire, which is kind of a unique thing that we have here, given that there are so many activists. It seems like a natural extension of that is to give those activists a place to go and gather for socializing and for activism and, you know, getting together for various different purposes. And we started one in Keene back in 2010, just after Manchester launched theirs, which is called the Quill, and lots of people are going to be at a party there later on tonight, which I believe is actually kicking off right now. So, you know, again, there's socializing, partying, and activism that goes on at these places. There's now one out in the seacoast called the Praxium. There's one opening up in Concord called Area 23, which is kind of the second iteration. It had existed previously in Manchester, but they've moved now to Concord, which I think is a good choice because, you know, having them in different geographic areas is a smart idea. And this gives people a place to come to kind of get an even greater sense of community. And so it was more of a panel discussion with the people who are behind those operations. And, you know, what did you learn, that kind of thing? What is the point of this? In sort of educating the audience who might not have even known that we had those things here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's fascinating to be a part of it all and see how it all works out. I mean, it's not, with all these different people with all their different ideas, it's not orderly. And it's not always pretty.
Yeah, it can be a little ugly sometimes.
I've got to say that I'm so impressed with the progress we've had, especially when they talk about the legislative things that have happened here, with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance having about 25% of the seats in the New Hampshire House, as far as a caucus, as it were. They're not actually a caucus, they're just an organization. But if they were a caucus, they'd have that sort of controlling interest. They'd be able to decide, most bills pass by a smaller margin than 100 votes. So when they've got these 100 legislators, which are about 25%, that is 25%, they're able to, you know, decide what goes through and what doesn't, and you've got to go through them.
Well, it's not a perfect gauntlet of liberty or anything like that here, but they're certainly better. There are a lot better legislators in New Hampshire than in most places. I like to only really consider the A rated legislators as the true libertarians, but it's nice to have B rated legislators too. So it's great stuff. NHLiberty.org is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. We're here live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the 2015 edition. We've got excellent guest speakers coming to join us here in moments. comments. And, of course, you can take control here and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here live on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live from the Radisson in Manchester, New Hampshire, in the heart of downtown Manchester, as part of the 2015 Liberty Forum put on by the Free State Project. More Free Talk Live is coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number again, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times, of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dynovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dynovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can't use Skype tonight because we're live on location at the Liberty Forum, the 2015 edition here in Manchester, New Hampshire, right in the heart of downtown Manchester with wonderful people of all sorts of origin. There's people from around the world here at the Liberty Forum because, well, people from around the world care about freedom. And if you care about freedom, you really should be planning a trip to New Hampshire and hopefully planning a move to New Hampshire because this is the place to be. It's the largest community of liberty-oriented people anywhere in the world, and it grows every single week. You guys in Manchester, by the way, Seth Hipple is joining us, an attorney, licensed attorney here in New Hampshire, also a Free State Project participant. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you.
Now, you live in the Manchester area, or is it Concord?
Concord.
You live in Concord. But that's fairly close to Manchester. And,
about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and there's a great community of people here. And Concord, I think, is growing. I think Concord has a decent amount of folks, but I think it pales in comparison to Manchester.
You know, it'll be easier to see what kind of liberty folks are in Concord whenever we have the activist center that opens their area,
yeah.
23, because then you'll have an actual point where people can congregate. Right now, it's a lot of the Concord people just go down to Manchester.
Right. So you are an attorney by trade, criminal defense?
Criminal defense and divorce, but yes.
When did you move up here? It's been a while, right?
I moved up here when my ex-wife got a job here maybe 6-7 years ago, and I was still in law school at the time.
But you were also a Free State Project participant at that time.
I was aware of the Free State Project. I had heard a lot about it from Free Talk Live. I was a regular listener at the time. So, yeah, I was very familiar with it and was involved in helping with it somewhat. I mean, I have to say I wasn't probably a libertarian at the time. I would consider myself more of a classical conservative at the time.
Huh.
I've come around a lot on a certain policies. For instance, I was not for freedom on the issue of drug policy at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought that society could not survive if drugs were legal. That was something that I believed, and that was the way I was raised, and it was something I held on to, and it took a long time of reading and educating myself to realize that that was not the way that the world worked.
So you're an attorney, and you've taken on a number of cases up here that have involved activists, and I've seen you win before, so that's a good thing.
Yes. I mean, of course, winning a lot of times has less to do with the attorney than the attorneys would have you think, or more to do with the attorney than they would have you think when they lose, but everything is fact-driven, so what the facts are have more to do with them with what the attorney does. You can have a winnable case lost by a good attorney, but if you have an unwinnable case, it really doesn't matter who your attorney is. And sometimes I have people call me that say, well, this is what happened. And I'll say, you can probably lose this without me.
Yeah. Save your 10 grand.
I do oftentimes tell people that, there's no reason to pay me because I don't like having a
You told me, so I believe you.
Yes, I do it. Right. People don't believe me that I actually do this, but I do tell people.
I believe it because it was happened to me.
Yeah. I'll tell people, well, this is not a winnable case. I recommend that you settle it. And here's what I think you should tell them, and you don't need to pay me to do it. Because I like being able to be the go-to person for this community, and I don't want to lose that by basically ripping off people.
Mm-hmm.
Law is one of the few professions, law and medicine, where professionals will take your money and not promise any kind of outcome. And even though I'm not, by law, allowed to promise an outcome, I do try to limit the cases that I take to cases where I can actually do something.
Sure. Well, I mean, it also helps if you have a winning record as well. If you take a bad case, that's certainly not going to help you
with
your record.
I mean, there are certain cases that I've taken where I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yep.
So the recording cases, I mean, that was brand new law. When I took those cases, there was no Glick decision. And of course, Garrick is probably a much more important decision now than Glick because Garrick is a better decision than Glick.
Recap that for our listeners that don't know what that is.
Sure. So Carla Garrick was arrested in Ware.
The president of the Free State Project.
She was the president at the time and still the president. And she was arrested in Ware, New Hampshire, for holding a video camera that was positioned across the street from a traffic stop. And I represented her in criminal court. The charges were dropped soon after I entered my appearance. And then we entered a year-long battle to try to get the camera returned. Now, I will never know quite why they dropped the charges, but one of the reasons I think they did is that they couldn't find the video on the camera. Little bit of a secret that I didn't talk about until now, there was no video on the camera.
The video was just pointing it at them?
That's correct. The battery went dead soon after she pulled it out. They didn't know that. They thought the video was there, so they sent it all over the country to different labs trying to find it. We
that
never told them
secret.
That. We never told them that. So by the time we finally got a judge that said, you know what, you guys have had this long enough, give it back. They gave it back, and we finally were like, oh, by the way, you didn't find anything on there because there's nothing on there.
Boom, psych.
Yeah, that was a little bit of fun. But the
that's a good tip, by the way, and something I've suggested previously is that the cop doesn't know if that thing's recording. Even if your battery's dead and you know it, point it at them anyway because it will make them behave as though you are recording.
Police officers behave the way they're supposed to behave whenever they're on camera. That or they go absolutely crazy.
That's
one of the
true.
Two. Either one of them are better for you. The interesting thing, though, is another thing that you can learn from that is that saying as little as possible until your trial is actually a good thing as far as your case. And there's always a conflict between that because obviously the other activists who are supporting you want to know
what happened. Yes, you and I have conflicted on that in the past.
You and I, Ian, have conflicted on this so many times.
But you explained it, I thought, fairly well.
And you explained your position very well. And I think there's some truth in both positions that the activist community needs to know what's going on. But it's nice to be able to go into court with a few tricks up your sleeve because I know the prosecutors have tricks up their sleeve, and all I know about what the cops are going to say is what they wrote in the reports. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to have a few things that they don't know about.
So the idea being that you record a scene that ends up in an arrest and it's going to court. If you haven't released that video, then the police, if they didn't confiscate the equipment at the time, they don't have that information. They don't have the exact account of what happened from the camera, and they have to go by their memory with their reports, and that can create some inconsistencies, right?
Right, and we'll put memory in air quotes because a lot of times what the officers write in their reports is not, in my opinion, what's actually what they remember. It's what they wish they had remembered. They want to get a conviction. The officers care about getting convictions a lot of times, and the great thing about video is you can, I did this in Amanda Billy Rock's case, you get the officer to say as much as you can about the case, and then you say, that's funny, because that's not what the video shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the most difficult things for an officer to deal with is when he answers a question that's then directly contradicted by a video.
Like reality.
Yes.
You see, that's what we call lying.
Right. We try not to use the L word when it comes to court because the cops get very upset, and even some of the judges who are on the cop side don't like
liars get upset when you call them out on their lies.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So in Carla's case, she was arrested, charged with wiretapping, and that's what most of the activists are charged around here whenever they're charged with something for recording. So we got the charges dropped, and then after that, we sued in federal court. And we sued on a First Amendment basis, saying there's the freedom of the press. The freedom of the press, we already know, it's been well established, is not only applicable to professional reporters. So everybody has the freedom of the press to gather information about their government.
Yeah, I wish the government understood that. It's really, the fact is you can have a blog read by one person. Or imagine that you're going to start a blog tomorrow, and that makes you the press as far as the government's concerned. So you're covered by the First Amendment in that way. But in reality, the way this stuff's applied, it seems like you basically have to be one of these big-name news organizations.
You can stick with us, right, Seth?
I can.
All right, there's more coming up with Seth Hipple, attorney here, criminal defense attorney here in New Hampshire. Moved here basically as part of the Free State Project. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk a little more about the Garrick case here in a moment and why it is important. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here at the Liberty Forum 2015 edition in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's put on by the Free State Project. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this excellent event. It's probably too late for you to show up at this point because this is the final night. Tomorrow I think there's a brunch and then it's over and then people will go back, unfortunately, outside of New Hampshire, some of them. But many of us will be staying here because we've already made the move as part of the Free State Project. We're going to continue here with some more of our special guests and more with Seth Hipple, criminal defense attorney, who's actually spoke today. Was it today, Seth?
It was today.
On how to interact with the police.
Correct.
Unfortunately, you're put in a position where you have to do that. But first, I want to let you know about the next conference that Mark and I will be attending, that you can join us at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference in the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. Seth, you taking Bitcoin at your practice?
We do.
That's excellent.
Wow.
Yeah. TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's where a lot of the movers and the shakers are going to be in the Bitcoin universe. Big name speakers like IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Symbala Nair, is flying in from India. Plus, author, investor, and economist George Gilder will be there. Apparently, he's fairly controversial, this gentleman, especially since the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference will be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. There's some big money. money on the line at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So join the fun March 28th and 29th in Austin, Texas. We'll be there broadcasting live, and so we look forward to seeing you. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL to get a $25 discount on the already very affordable $150 admission price. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com. Code FTL. So, Seth, you're here with us. Thank you for being here. What's your law firm's website, by the way?
It's nhlegalservices.com.
Now, you were speaking about interacting with the police, but you've begun telling us about the Garrick case. Carly,
yes.
Garrick is the president of the Free State Project, arrested for recording the police, which is not an uncommon thing in the United States. And you said this was a really important case, more important perhaps than Glick, which was the decision that came out prior to Garrick. Glick was the decision out of, was it the circuit? Court in,
it was the First Circuit Court, and it was out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Right, and that one kind of reiterated the fact that you have the right to record government police when in progress of their duties, essentially. So you took the Garrick case. They dropped the charges as soon as you signed on. You put in your appearance. They dropped the charges. You attempted to recover the camera. They made it very difficult to recover the camera in that case. And then ultimately, you sued in federal court for deprivation of rights. What was the basis of the
the complaint said it's called retaliatory prosecution, so it is prosecuting someone in retaliation for exercise of a First Amendment right.
And you were you prevailed, correct?
We did. We didn't actually have a trial. What we did is in the federal case. The federal system, the way it works is you have the federal district courts, which are the trial level courts. Then you have the circuit courts. And in New Hampshire, we're covered by the First Circuit, the same one as Massachusetts. And after that is the Supreme Court. So in the trial level, we filed our complaint. And one of the first things that happens before a trial is something called summary judgment. So we go in the discovery process. We have depositions. We figure out what the facts are. And then the lawyers fight about whether or not the law has already decided this and we don't have to have a trial about it. Mm-hmm. They were saying the law has already decided basically that nighttime traffic stops, because Glick was in the Boston Common, they were saying this was at a traffic stop, it was in a rural area, it was night, and OMG, there was a gun. So we can't have people recording situations wherever people have guns, because OMG, it's so dangerous and it's so
poor
scary.
Poor police.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, the person was even licensed. He even had government permission to have the gun, but that wasn't good enough for them. They said this is too dangerous.
Mm, okay.
So what the district court said, no, this is not something that this is perfectly fine. You can go to the jury and you can ask them whether the jury thinks that that Carla should have compensation for being arrested. So what they did was they appealed that to the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and they made the same argument in the First Circuit. And when we went to the First Circuit, I was actually impressed with how the panel asked me, I think, one or two questions. We have 15 minutes each, and normally you have to cut your time off. So if when you hit that 15-minute mark, you stop talking, even if it's in the middle of a sentence. They kept him up, the government's lawyer up there, for almost five more minutes, which is very, very rare. And they were all questions like, how can you possibly say that the police shouldn't be recorded when half the police departments out there are recording things themselves? And he had a really hard time defending it, because, frankly, it's an indefensible position.
Right.
Right.
So they hammered him, is what you're saying.
They hammered him, and they wrote a fantastic opinion. The interesting thing is that Carla's case was a difficult case. See, lawyers are always trying to find the facts that are perfect. They want, because we have a saying, bad facts make bad law. So Carla's case had some difficulties. We had the fact that the camera didn't even end up recording. Mm-hmm. We had the fact that it was at night. We had the fact that there was a gun. It was in a rural area. All these things. And the nice thing about those bad facts, though, you can call them quote-unquote bad facts, is that now that the court issued such a sweeping ruling, that actually helps us, because anybody else who has better facts now says, well, hey, my facts aren't as bad as the Garrick case, and so I'm obviously going to win here. So it's a really important decision.
And the sweeping ruling was essentially what?
The sweeping ruling was that nighttime traffic stops are not exempt from the First Amendment. Just like with the Glick case, you can record your interactions with the police no matter where you are, so long. Now, of course, the courts always leave some kind of little exit for them to be like, oh, wait, we made a mistake. So their exit in this case is, unless it substantially interferes with a police officer. The great thing, though, was my argument was, there is no way that recording ever interferes with police work. This was the argument I made. I said, if you are, let's imagine that Carla was talking to her passenger. She had a passenger there. Imagine that she was describing what she saw from across the street to her passenger. Mm-hmm. No one would say that that's a crime. And imagine she called her attorney. She said, I'm seeing this police stop. What are my rights here? That is also protected by the First Amendment. It's not a crime. Mm-hmm. If she had pushed a button on her phone to start recording video so that her attorney could watch and see what was going on, that would even still not be a crime, because in New Hampshire, you have to be recording audio to run afoul of the wiretapping law. But somehow, I told the court, the state has to show that by pushing the button that records audio, now the officer is now substantially impaired. That's impossible. It doesn't happen. Recording is a passive activity. Mm-hmm. It does not interfere with police activity. And the court basically agreed with that. It's a very important decision.
Well, they should have made the argument that cameras eat people's souls, and so that's why you can't do it.
Their argument was that it distracts the officer, and the court said, well, guess what? First of all, he didn't tell her to leave. He told her to stop recording. So mm-hmm. if her presence was distracting, which is another thing that's not so great about, because, you know, there's always a way for the cops to take a good court ruling and twist it into something else. But in this case, the officers didn't tell her to leave. They told her to stop recording.
Right.
And so the judge said, well, if it was too distracting, why did he tell her to stay but stop recording? It was obvious that it wasn't the distraction. It was the recording, and that was a First Amendment right, and so he can't tell her to stop.
And she ended up with a $57,000 settlement on that one?
About that, yes.
Yeah, not too shabby. So protecting yourself. Let's talk about what you covered this afternoon and this morning here at the Liberty Forum.
Sure. When I talk to people about dealing with police, I usually start off with traffic stops, because that's where most of us are going to get the most interaction with police officers, mm-hmm. is when we're pulled over. The unfortunate thing about a traffic stop is it's one of the most difficult times to deal with police officers, because they have the most power. If they've pulled you over, they already have some violation of the law that they've got you on.
Ostensibly.
Right. Yeah.
And it's their turf, right? Like they came after you. You didn't come to them on your terms. You're not prepared, all those things.
Yep. And, you know, they're ready. They've got all their if they want it to be recorded, it'll be recorded. If they don't want it to be recorded, they won't. And, you know, so you have to be ready. You have to prepare ahead of time to do these kind of things. So generally, attorneys will tell people, and this is good advice, don't talk to the police, don't answer questions. However, in New Hampshire and in most states, if you don't answer questions at a police traffic stop, you'll get arrested. In New Hampshire, it's called disobeying a police officer.
Hold on, wait a minute. If you don't answer questions, that's not necessarily true, right? Because
certain questions.
Okay, yeah, I want to know which questions those are, because normally it's, you know, license and registration, and that's the information they're required to get from you. So you are, as I understand it, required to hand that over. And that's probably true in most states. I'm not giving legal advice. I'm not the attorney here. But that's generally true, is that if you're the driver, you have to hand that information over. But even then, as long as that's the correct driver's license and, you know, registration, you could still hand that over silently, correct?
You can. And I want to be clear as well. I'm only licensed in New Hampshire, so this only applies to New Hampshire. I don't know the laws of other states. But the law in New Hampshire is that you have to give 7 pieces of information: name, address, date of birth, license, registration, and the name and address of the owner of the vehicle. So if you own the vehicle, then there's only 5 things you need to give: name, address, date of birth, license, registration. Usually the way this information is conveyed is that the officer takes your license and registration and says, are you Seth Hipple? Do you still live at this address? Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll come back with more. You can stay for one more segment.
I can.
More with Seth Hipple in moments on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Coupon code FTL.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas.
author and survivalist Rich Sheban, author Judy Dollarhite, cancer center owner from Mexico Dr. Patrick Vickers, bug out expert and pilot Captain Bill Sermo, beekeeper Jeff Maddox, seedsman Mike Knox, author Gayla Pruitt, author Harry Cooper, food expert Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but do be patient. We do have some guests in the studio here with us. We're going to get to your phone calls, but I do want to continue the conversation here with attorney Seth Hipple, criminal defense attorney, licensed in New Hampshire. Not everything he's saying here may apply to where you live, but I think the general principles that we're discussing here are important, and the principles are, you know, what do you do when interacting with the police? We're specifically talking about traffic stops, and we can continue that discussion here live from the 2015 Liberty Forum. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com to learn more about this excellent event that we are on the final night of here on Free Talk Live. So, Seth, we were talking about being pulled over, the most common time that, you know, the average person is going to encounter the police, and, you know, what sort of difficulties they'll encounter and how to handle themselves in that situation. We started at the very beginning, of course, which is when they ask you for license and registration, and in some cases insurance. In New Hampshire, they don't ask you for that part because it's not a requirement. In fact, I was pulled over a little while back, and I have all those things sort of clipped together in my glove box, and I handed it to him. The dude hands me back the insurance card. They really don't care about that. So you were talking about the obligations that you have to give these guys information, and you said that you have to answer certain questions, but a lot of those things that you mentioned, name, date of birth, a few different things, a lot of that's on a driver's license. So if right. you silently hand them a driver's license, that usually takes care, and registration, that usually takes care of whatever speaking obligations you have, right?
Yes, except that the officers are going to ask you if that information is still accurate, and so
you don't have to answer that question.
That's a gray area. That's a gray area in New Hampshire. So I have had clients, Amanda Billyrock was on the show, I believe, about all of that. I mean, I've had clients who have been arrested for not confirming that their license is still accurate.
Really?
Now, it's not a slam dunk for the prosecutor by any means, but it's all based on who the judge is. You know, we have different judges, and different judges will view the law completely differently. And so it's not as consistent as a lot of the people who, you know, praise the legal system would have you believe.
One of the problems with the licenses in New Hampshire is that you're allowed to put a P.O. box or a private mailbox
yes.
on your license in New Hampshire. Now, I think you're supposed to give them your home address for, you know, the paperwork.
Yeah.
But it's not on your license. So
I love that about New Hampshire.
If an officer were to ask me whether I still live at the address, now I still receive mail at that address, but I've never really lived there in that tiny little box on the wall. It's smaller than an apartment in New York. And so
if you feel obligated to answer, you can always say something, you know, non-responsive, but sounds like an answer, like that's my address.
Yes.
And let them jump to the conclusion.
And now, after you've provided that name, address, date of birth, license, registration, everything else is voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the important thing. If you're not behind the wheel of a car, and I used to say operating a motor vehicle, but that definition, as with many things in the law, is not a common sense definition in the law. So basically, just if you're not behind the wheel of a vehicle in New Hampshire, you do not have to give your name ever. You do not have to give your license ever. If you're on the street, they ask you for your ID. You ask if you're required to give that. They'll oftentimes say yes. They're lying.
They're lying.
You do not have to give your ID to a police officer.
Now, wait, isn't it true that in a lot of places, and I think New Hampshire's included, that there is an identify statute to where if they ask you your name, you do have to, or who you are, you do have to respond?
No. In New Hampshire, you don't have to respond. So the law says that a police officer may stop a person and ask him his name, his address, where he's going, and what he's doing.
But you don't have to answer.
That's right. It doesn't say that you have to answer, and that's an important distinction.
Now, that's not true in all states.
That is not true in all states. Absolutely not.
So if you're wondering about your local states, there are websites that have information about this out there.
And this isn't the only place where the courts have actually in New Hampshire, there's actually a lot of court cases that have made New Hampshire more free than other states. So, for instance, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that once you put your garbage out on the side of the road, you have abandoned it, and therefore the police don't need a warrant to search your garbage.
Sure.
In New Hampshire, that's not the case.
Really?
Yes. In New Hampshire, the Supreme Court said, well, if it's in a clear plastic bag, I guess you don't have an expectation of privacy. But if it's in a black or a colored plastic bag, then you seem to be displaying the expectation that people aren't going to search through it. They need a warrant for that.
That's
only
incredible.
In New Hampshire. Yeah.
Wait, okay, so just to be clear, the police need a warrant.
That's correct.
But what about the average, garbage hunter who, there are people in New Hampshire who are going to come around on garbage night and they're looking for furniture, looking for cans and things like that. Is it illegal for them to do it?
I don't know the answer to that.
What about the possums that get into my garbage? Can we lock their little butts up?
That's totally illegal. You tell them to stop that.
But you're saying
the law.
In New Hampshire, the police cannot, at the very least, the police cannot dig through your garbage.
Not legally, but of course that doesn't always stop them.
That's
another
true.
Interesting thing about New Hampshire law is the drug dog statute requirement. So a lot of times people get stopped for basic things, you know, line violation or whatever, and then they have the drug dogs, which in my opinion are a complete farce. Half the time the police tell them, I think, to alert when they do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in New Hampshire, interestingly enough, they cannot extend the length of the stop for any period of time in order to make you wait for that drug dog. So as soon as they've finished the stop, which means they've checked your license and registration, they've written you a ticket if they're going to, once they're done with that, they've done this before, and the Supreme Court has knocked it down. They'll hand it to you a lot of times in a lot of states and say, hang tight, we have the drug dog on the way. They can't do that in New Hampshire. Unless the drug dog is on scene already and ready to do it, they can't keep you there.
So what do you say in that case? Do you say something like, no, thank you, am I free to go? What, something like that?
Yeah, it's important always to make sure that you don't give up your rights while at the same time you do not physically interfere or resist.
Yeah.
So that's a really difficult line that activists have to walk, which is you don't want to say anything that's going to be classified as consent, but if you resist or if you leave or if you do anything that makes them think that you're not complying, unfortunately, in most states, including New Hampshire, if you resist an unlawful detention, that's still a crime. So even if the police are holding you there for a reason that they don't have a legal right to do, if you leave, and they're going to charge you with resisting arrest or detention, and you'll probably
or
get convicted.
Or fleeing or something like that.
That's right. So even if the police are in the wrong, you still have to comply. That's
record,
no surprise,
record, record. We haven't touched on that part enough of this. I mean, enough in this conversation. Have a dash cam like freedomcam.net. Have that going. And have your cell phone going with bambuser.com. Have two cameras, ideally, because one of them might fail, and record that scene. That way you can ask that often. And by the way, it's okay to ask them questions. You don't have an obligation to answer their questions, but you can certainly ask questions to find out your status. If that officer says, you know, after he hands you the ticket, hang tight, we're bringing a dog here, you can absolutely say, oh, am I free to go? I have somewhere to be. And then he probably will have to answer that question, right? I mean, they don't have to, but they probably will.
Generally, they'll answer it in a way that implies an answer but doesn't give an answer. So they'll say, I need you to stay here. Okay, well, is that a yes or is that a no?
Yeah, you can hammer them with a further question for clarification.
This is a question about two-party states like New Hampshire. A two-party state is a state where both parties that are being audio recorded need to be aware of
this. This is one of the worst parts about New Hampshire law, and so we've talked about some of the good parts here, so this is not a good part.
Yeah, and the police have used this over and over again to their benefit to say that, oh, this person recording is wiretapping me, which is obvious.
I don't consent.
It's obvious abuse.
Standing in public.
But if you have a dash cam in one of these two-party states like New Hampshire, and you're recording just sort of automatically, because the dash cam records automatically, do you have to inform the police officer that they are there being recorded, even though they're on public land doing the public work, being paid public money, and they're supposed to be public servants?
I'm going to back up to your question a little bit, because it's important to get some background. So in New Hampshire, yes, you do need that two-party consent to record quote-unquote oral communication. However, the statute in New Hampshire defines oral communication. I'm not going to quote it, but it basically says that it's communication uttered with a reasonable expectation that it's not subject to interception. Basically, the person speaking has a reasonable expectation of privacy. I have argued over and over again, public officials on the public payroll doing the public's duties in public do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Seems fair to me.
In fact, RSA 91A in New Hampshire says that we have a right to know everything that they do. So I don't consider the two-party consent to apply to police officers at all. Are you legally required to tell them? That's a gray area. The courts have never, that I'm aware of, directly ruled on that. I generally would inform. Sometimes I inform them, sometimes I don't. I think that you have a better case if you get arrested if you've informed them. If you haven't informed them, well, we're going to make some new law, and I don't know how it'll turn out. But
I generally err on the side of informing on that issue.
But I kind of wonder, I mean, you know, if you're going to get bad behavior out of a police officer, and I mean, to some extent this is what an activist wants to do, is to record bad behavior by government bureaucrats. If you're going to get bad behavior, you're likely to get it from a police officer who does not know that they're being recorded. And we have pointed out here that they're public servants working for public money, standing on public property, driving a public car, and they're, you know, you somehow, I have some obligation to tell them, no, they should be acting like they're getting recorded constantly.
Seth Hipple, once again, your website.
NHLegalServices.com.
It's been super informative. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
We'll come back with more here. We've got a full hour remaining from the 8th Annual Liberty Forum, 2015 version. We're here in Manchester in the heart of downtown at the Radisson Hotel with a wonderful studio audience. Thank you guys for being here tonight. We'll continue in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.